General Motors today told nearly 50,000 striking UAW members it will continue paying for their health care, meaning medical, dental, vision, and prescription coverage. And that's a big reverse from last week when the automaker informed the union it would have to pick up those costs. It all comes amidst a quickened pace of bargaining. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samuelton is here. Tracy, what are the signs of movement towards a possible deal?
Terry Dittus, who's the union's chief negotiator, sent a letter to the rank and file and said all the big issues, the main issues, are at the big table right now. That means the subcommittees that have been working on these issues particular to the local unions have been taken care of. So that's one thing indicating that there's movement. There are reports that the talks are lasting longer, that they're going more hours at a stretch. And of course, if we hear that they're going 24/7, that's when we're like going to get very excited that we might be near a deal. But that has not happened yet. And then today, General Motors reinstated health insurance for the strikers. And I speculate that this is sort of, let's soften up the workers who are striking right now. They were very upset to find out, you know,
last week
that the automaker had canceled their insurance. So this might be another sign that they want to, you know, sort of get things a little more nice.
So getting medical and dental back is big, big.
It is big.
Why is this strike so long? What are the big issues?
Well, wages, of course, the rank and file have only gotten 3%, 2-3% raises in the past 10 years. So they're not keeping up with cost of living. But I really think the other issues are more important. GM closed 4 plants this year, and it's widely seen as a sign of things to come. The automaker has other plants that are operating under capacity.
They've got a capacity problem.
Yeah, so the union wants a guarantee of no more plant closures in the next contract. And they did have that in the current contract, and GM closed or unallocated plants anyway. So that'll be interesting to see if they do get it, what that actually means. Health insurance, of course, and GM sort of quickly backed up, as far as we can tell, from this initial, we want you to pay 15% of your health insurance benefits. So I don't think that that's going to be a big fight. I think the biggest fight is over GM's use of temporary workers. This is a really important tool that GM uses to restrain its labor costs, and it's a lot easier for them to let a temp worker go than a permanent worker. But the rank and file are working next to these people. They're making $15 to $17 an hour for the same work that maybe someone is making $30 an hour for. And they get zero paid vacation time, zero paid sick time. And if they take more than 3 days off, they get fired.
So that's something that the union's watching for. Big issue there. But it came in after the bankruptcy. To help them control labor costs. So what does the union want then in terms of these temporary workers?
Well, they want them to have a path to getting a full-time permanent job. And I'm not sure they're going to get that, because the last thing GM wants to do right now is increase its labor costs. Car sales are slumping. There might be a recession in the Midwest coming. We might even be there already. That recession could spread. So GM's gearing up for that, and I don't really know what a compromise here might look like.
So the union is looking at this, what they might even ask some of the permanent workers, would you be willing to give something up for these temporary workers?
That could be one of the compromises here.
That could be quite a sell for the union.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, workers already feel that they've been shortchanged, you know, while GM was making record profits, and they see CEO Mary Barra not having to, you know, see her salary go down. So they're, you know, not in a happy place right now in terms of taking a concession, and they may also not be as trustful of their leaders because of the FBI investigation that has had a lot of high-ranking union officials pleading guilty to taking illegal payments.
So if you had a crystal ball, Tracy Samuelton, how much longer is this strike going to last?
Well, I actually thought about bringing my magic eight ball in here and shaking it, because nobody knows. But I have something a little better than a Magic 8-Ball, and that's Art Schwartz. He was GM's top union negotiator during the last 7 contract negotiations, and he also handled the negotiations with the union during the bankruptcy, so he knows what he's talking about.
Both sides are suffering. The company's losing money every day, lots of it. I've seen numbers $50 to $100 million a day. We lost $2 billion in 1998 for a 2-month strike in Flint. And then, of course, the average, the legacy worker gets about $12.50 a week, and strike pay is $2.50. So that's a little short. So they're hurting, too. So that's what a strike does, and that's why it's important that the parties get together and get a settlement. And I'm really hope that by the end of the weekend we're a little more optimistic.
And of course, that was Art Schwartz, who was a top union contract negotiator for GM through the years, including through the bankruptcy. Michigan Radio's Tracy Samilton, as always, thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.